Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro both won Oscars for their portrayals of Vito Corleone in separate chapters of the Godfather epic, but these two never appeared on screen together, until now, that is. The score, in theaters now, stars Brando, De Niro, and also Edward Norton in a crime thriller. And joining us to talk about the movie is our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell. Good to talk to you again, Elvis.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, I have to confess a big weakness for big caper movies, everything from Top Cappy to Dead Heat on a Merry-Go-Round. I like them all, but in this one, the casting seems to be more important than the score itself.
Yeah, I like the heist movies too, which is, this falls in the tradition of heist movies, that sort of new noir tradition of building the movie around actually doing the job. So that being the case, I was looking forward to that, although I think what we were all doing is what you talked about, responding to the marquee, the idea of seeing Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro together. But it's kind of a parlor trick. After 10 minutes into the movie, I was thrown back to the Missouri breaks, where Marlon Brando's basically just being a trickster.
Basically, Marlon Brando is the fence who sets up Robert De Niro with Edward Norton, who wants to pull off the big caper, in this case, stealing a fabulous French scepter from the Montreal Customs House. And to do so, he needs the safecracker De Niro, who is pulling off that one last job. Of course, De Niro asks Brando for, if he's going to do it, he says he needs a bigger cut of the profits.
My end's got to be $6 million.
Operator, I got a nut down here that says just that $6 million. No, it's not paramedics. I think, you all right?
I'm fine.
$6 million? What happened to four?
I'm doing it in my backyard. I'm not going to go like that. I'm sorry. If you want me to do this, you got to pay me what's right. It's got to be that way.
I always pay you what's right.
You always think you pay me what's right. I always know when you pay me. It's not always right. I need this for this.
I like your style.
What's kind of interesting about this is you hear that, and it's kind of fun to listen to, mm-hmm. but it's like they're not really talking to each other. De Niro's really paying attention and trying to focus in, and Brando's just sort of basically doing card tricks on the table, playing three-card Monty in front of him.
Well, the fundamental attraction here has to be three generations of method actors. Brando, who really brought that whole approach to the screen and popularized it, De Niro, the current master, and Norton, who was doing very well.
Yeah, and I guess the one person who's having a really good time here is Norton, who has a real impish side. He's not as businesslike as De Niro, and in some ways probably harkens back to the kind of troublemaker stuff Brando used to do as a young actor.
Excuse me. Can you help me, please? Can you help me?
Place Norman?
Yes.
You go to the corner, you make a right, you go two blocks.
Two
blocks, then a left for one block.
Again, please?
Two blocks on the corner, two blocks this way, one block that way, to the left, and you're right there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
What? What'd you say?
I said thank you, Nick. I'm Max's guy in the customs house. We should talk.
This is a real kind of weird old-fashioned movie with a rookie who's Norton comes in and mm-hmm. wants to go and just spend all the money and do the big crimes. And De Niro saying, no, take it easy. There are so many cliches sort of compounded with the cliches that you really do feel like this was a real sort of metaphorical throw of the dice. And they want these guys to really score big for audiences. And they don't.
Well, maybe the biggest crime in the movie itself is the waste of Angela Bassett, a wonderful actress who has nothing to do in this picture.
She literally plays the girl. If you go out and do that again, I'm not sure I'll be here when you get back. I mean, that's what I mean by this sort of accretion of cliche that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, the only sort of suspense in the movie is if De Niro is going to break into this one thief-proof safe. Well, guess what happens? I don't mean to give too much away.
Well, clearly the writing was the last thing that anybody cared about.
I would bet that the script got them all involved in it, but what happened was all these actors were so invested in it that they start to dismantle it on their own. There are reports that De Niro basically went out and found an expert thief safecracker to help him come up with the mechanics of his job. And that's what you get the feeling, this is just all these guys pulling in a really small piece of taffy, and by the time they got done tugging on it, there's nothing left of the script that may have attracted them in the first place.
Thanks very much, Elvis.
Thank you, Neil.
Elvis Mitchell is a movie critic for the New York Times. He joined us from member station WDET in Detroit.